driving it like he stole.
All right, it is a Tuesday. For all of you socialists out there, celebrate now. Bernie Sanders back in the race for president. I know you're fired up about it. Feel the burn again in 2020. Yeah, one time only. Anyhow, yeah, he's back. That should bring a lot of sensible conversation to the campaign trail. Of course it will. Join me now, Hans von Spakovsky, manager of Election Law Reform Initiative and senior legal fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Hans, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So the big battle right now, there's a couple. You've got the Green New Deal, which is absurd, but you've also got the national emergency battle, 16 states. All Democrat-led states, their attorney generals filing suit against the president, trying to battle him on whether or not he has the right to declare a national emergency to build a wall because the Democrats refuse to secure the nation. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think they're going to lose in the same way. Remember, they lost when they sued to try to stop the president's travel ban, right, when he suspended entry of aliens from certain terrorist nations. And here I think they're going to lose again. But here's the two things to keep in mind. First of all, the president acted according to a federal statute passed by Congress. It's the National Emergencies Act. It was passed in the mid-1970s. And there are almost 60 national emergency declarations that have been issued by then since the Jimmy Carter presidency, including almost a dozen by Obama. And Steve, I don't seem to recall anybody previously claiming that there was something somehow unlawful about a president.
Yeah, the only time I can find anything, and people have mentioned this, well, Harry Truman was knocked back when he tried to take over the steel mills. That was before this law, by the way. And it was a total overreach into taking over industry, not protecting the country, but overtaking industry and demanding that basically there's government control of industry. So that's a whole different argument. And so let me ask you this, because I can't find anything, Hans. Has any national emergency declaration ever been challenged in court previously like this?
No, it hasn't. And here's the second thing for people to realize. The president is also acting under another federal statute. It's one that concerns military construction projects. The money for that was already appropriated by Congress previously. And again, the federal law in this case says that the president has the ability to redirect and decide how to use those military construction funds in situations where he believes it's necessary for the support of the armed forces. Well, who's been sending military forces to help secure the border? Well, heck, it started with George Bush and continued with Barack Obama, although with him it was mostly show.
But the point is, sending military to the border wasn't something Donald Trump came up with. It came from George W. Bush, followed by Barack Obama, and now followed by Donald Trump. It's not a creation of Donald Trump, as they would have you believe on the left. Oh, it's never been done before. It's unprecedented. Everything's unprecedented, for God's sake, with these idiots. But the fact of the matter is, so go over that part. Military budgeting, money that's already been appropriated, is available to be redirected.
Right. And in fact, this very same military construction fund was previously redirected by Barack Obama and George Bush. And again, no one said anything about it. There's also other money, by the way.
So hold on. Let me just explore that for a second. How much money are we talking about to be redirected? I mean, the military budget's over $700 billion a year, right?
Right.
So, I mean, $4, $5, $6 billion out of $700 billion, would you even notice?
No, I don't think so. I think the White House has identified between $3 and $4 billion just in the military construction fund. Now, the other fund that they've identified, again, there is about $2.5 billion in another fund already appropriated by Congress that allows the president to redirect military resources and military funds as needed in, guess what, the drug war. And we know that there are huge amounts of drugs coming across the southern border, including, by the way, what is now the leading killer of Americans in overdose deaths, and that's fentanyl.
Well, yeah, you know, and I just saw another article, speaking of drugs across the border, California is all freaked out because the illegal marijuana trade is four times as big as the legal marijuana trade after they made recreational marijuana legal. So the governor, Gavin Newsom, is, well, we need to move National Guard soldiers from the border up to Northern California. We've got to stop this. They're growing marijuana illegally. And I'm like, wait a second. The majority of the illegal dope's going to come across the border, isn't it?
It is. And you know, that actually shows how dumb people are. You know, all these folks in California said, well, if we legalize it, it'll stop the illegal drug trade. Why in the world would they think that the drug cartels and others would want to go legal and have to pay the huge amount of taxes that are imposed on marijuana, illegal sales, and cut into their profits?
Well, right. So here's the thing. California will defend the money from marijuana in tax and fees and so forth, but they won't protect the country? It's baffling to me. So here's the other thing that really bothers me here in Michigan today, Hans. And we have 16 states that have teamed up to sue the government, to sue Donald Trump over this national emergency declaration, right?
Right.
Including my own. And so what bothers me is we sit here in the Rust Belt, and we get led around by the nose by California. That's the way it feels to me. Well, California's going to do it, so we need to follow California. If California is the state that votes for Hillary Clinton, then we should all get rid of the Electoral College and follow California. If California says no to the border deal, we should all jump on board and follow California. God, I find it nauseating.
Well, yeah, plus, look, here's the other thing to keep in mind about that. Look, Michigan and other parts of the Midwest have had a real problem, right, with the loss of what folks call blue-collar jobs. What, do they think it's good that illegal, cheap labor flows across the Mexican border, therefore taking jobs away from Americans who are looking for work? Of course, that's also not good just in general for the public.
Yeah, but look, it's taking jobs away, and that the circular firing squad is fully functional right now in New York following the abdication of Amazon from taking the throne there and building their second headquarters. And no thanks, because they're getting abused by the left. They said, you know, no thanks. So you've got people like little chunky Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC screaming bloody murder at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which I find very sporting, by the way, and fun. You know, this is terrible. And Andrew Cuomo, this is awful. But you've got Bill de Blasio saying, yeah, whatever. Don't let the door hit you. It's bizarre to me, but because people realize 25,000, maybe 40,000 jobs for Amazon and tens of thousands more jobs supporting that whole deal would have been great for that area, and now they get none of it. I think we're at a point in history, Hans, where the battle for the country really is underway as far as are we going to be a socialist nation or not. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I agree, and all we have to do is look at history to know that if we go the route that Ocasio-Cortez wants us to go, we will become a bankrupt nation, a bankrupt country, the way Russia is today.
Or Venezuela.
Or Venezuela, which is the best example.
Yeah, great speech by the president yesterday at Florida International University. Good stuff there. Hans, I got to run. Greatly appreciate it. I'll see you at CPAC next week, my friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
There you go. From the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky here on the program. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Imagine the life you want to lead, enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to SteveGruber.com to find us.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.